The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
26 past 8 in Sydney, 26 past 7 in Brisbane. Harley Carnes, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
A new National Committee chairman for the Democrats.
Yeah, this is important for the Democrats because they have to rebuild. They've lost so much. You know, more than 900 various members of Congress and state legislatures and so forth, and a number of governorships, of course, presidency, that sort of thing. And so, you know, they've lost a lot. The Democratic Party is the weakest it's been in decades. And so they've got to have a new Democratic National Committee chairperson. Now, what they've done is they've had a replay almost of the primary process in trying to pick someone who's going to help remake the party. And the guy who's come out on top is the Labor Secretary under Barack Obama, Tom Perez. He was supported by Vice President Joe Biden, by the former Attorney General, and so forth. He's kind of the mainstream, the mainline guy. The guy who was representative of the far left, with the support of Bernie Sanders and Charles Schumer, even New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio, was Keith Ellison. Ellison was quickly named as deputy chairman by Tom Perez, so they're hoping to be able to try to reunite or unite the party at least and get it moving in the right direction. First thing out of Perez's mouth was to say, you know, they're going to ask the question, where were you in 2017 when we had the worst president in the history of the U.S.? Talking about Donald Trump, perhaps.
Now,
Go ahead.
No, he's got a star's reception at the Conservative Political Action Conference, apparently, Donald, has he?
Yeah, CPAC's a big deal. It's become a big deal because it represents not just the Tea Party, but the whole conservative movement in America, which is has run to the fore. And so it's interesting to see how well Trump would do, because a lot of people, if you listen to the general reporting on Trump, you get the feeling that maybe people are a little upset about it. Not at CPAC. 86% of those there say they approve of the performance he's doing. 70% say he ought to keep using Twitter, which drives the media crazy, of course. The most important issues to conservatives at CPAC, the economy, national security, social and cultural issues, and then honesty and integrity in government. Now, it used to be number one, by the way. Now it's not. Reforming the tax code, one of the things they think people, or that he should follow through on first and foremost, followed by repealing and replacing Obamacare, and then worry about the border with Mexico.
Mm. But he won't be going to the correspondents' dinner.
No, he doesn't like the media much these days, perhaps you notice. So this is his way of giving the Washington Press Corps the biggest snub that he could. Because each year, the White House Correspondents Association dinner, which happens in April, is the it's kind of the social event of the season in Washington, D.C. It is what's typically, it's funny, it's stinging, it's a night of barbs and laughter at each other's expense, helpful to have a thick skin and be able to take it as well as dish it out. Donald Trump's really good at dishing it out. Evidently, he's decided not to demonstrate his acute ability to take it.
Well said, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you, Harley Carnes from the U.S.